I'm Rick Lambert, and welcome to This Marketing Show. I'm not sure about you, if you've ever received any marketing from an automotive dealer. I know I get the odd one. And in fact, I think as a mature industry, they do a great job of creating awareness, generating sales leads, and ultimately get people to buy a car. And I'm sure your business wants to do the same with whatever you sell. So who else to go to than Scott Wayne from Scott Wayne Consulting, about 20 years experience in the auto industry, with customers, and then running a digital marketing agency that help them basically, you know, promote their brand, generate sales leads. So Scott, let us tap into what's working, how the automobile dealers do it, so our clients that may not be in the industry could benefit from your expertise.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here. Yeah, the car biz, it's been a big part of my life for a long time. The industry has changed dramatically. And, we're hopefully here to help bring some value to you guys and teach you something new. And if there's something that the auto guys are doing and gals are doing that can help outside that, then we're grateful for that.
For sure. So our topic today is best practices, things we can learn from the auto industry. And actually, I've heard the auto industry during COVID specifically being described as a war, but a war that we've never fought before, a war on our own shores with our own neighbors. Can you maybe speak, Scott, to a little bit about what you're seeing with that regard and what the shopping journey now looks like?
Yeah, the shoppers are far more qualified when they get into the store now than they probably ever have been. I mean, it's been progressively accelerating over the last few years with the way people are shopping for their car. They're spending about 67 days. Google does a Think Auto study every year, and they identified that people are spending just over 2 months shopping for their car before they pull that trigger. The challenge is that once they land on a dealership's website and when they finally submit a request for a quote or and they gauge online, there's only a 72-hour window where they're going to be able to, where they're finally going to pull that trigger, right? So I think that journey we can do a better job of engaging with consumers earlier on in that process through those first 67 days rather than after day 64.
Mm-hmm. But Scott, I come from the office technology space. We had an asset worth, let's say, $25,000. We'd finance it over 60 months. We'd show, you know, biweekly payments. This is the interest rate. I see a lot of focus on, you know, price and features. Although I would say many are over on the benefits or the experience of the vehicle. Can you talk a little bit about how the auto industry is kind of separating themselves from their competition or adding value for that customer that, you know, is looking for a differentiator?
Yeah, and I think that's kind of where salespeople and dealerships can actually separate themselves from the pack and become remarkable, is providing some additional value. The 0% financing over extended terms with, you know, payment deferrals up to 90 days, everybody's got it, right? So if that's what your plug is, if that's what you're promoting, you're not really separating yourself from the pack at all. So, you know, back in my store, we use an acronym called SPACED, right? Safety, performance, appearance, comfort, economy or electronics, and dependability. So as a sales rep now, I'd be on my phone doing a little walk around. Guaranteed, there's somebody in your marketplace whose number one priority on their next purchase is safety. Right. So if, for example, a video I saw just earlier this week, Acura and Honda developed this new airbag where the airbag is actually three airbags and it's designed to kind of come and like cradle your noggin in the event of a collision rather than that, you know, just the one bag straight in the face. But again, that's a feature that if you're describing and you're shooting that raw video on your phone, posting it on numerous platforms, you're bringing value and separating yourself from the competition.
Yeah. Automotive News Canada had a kind of a roundtable conversation with other industries that are similar in the retail space. And they looked at, you know, some of the challenges that they had and some of the ways that they overcame those challenges. So things that came up that the recommendation was the auto industry follow suit on were, you know, create your own videos. So live social media videos, like what you're talking about around the SPACED acronym, as an example, educational videos, vehicle maintenance videos to promote maybe brands and services, tracking website KPIs to learn a little bit about like the online customers and visitors and where they're going. What else are you seeing and what are you hoping, I guess, that the auto industry will start doing a better job of?
Well, database marketing, right? The loyalty marketing, you know, and engaging with your existing sales and service customers has been happening for a long time. Some brands do it more than others, and in fact, you know, can cause the opposite effect where it's too much and you start to annoy your people. So marketing to your database is still a real thing. It still works. It's effective. And, you know, but where things have been moving now is there's plenty of digital retailing tools out there that will allow somebody to pull the trigger online. You ask me, hitting the buy button on a $50,000 purchase is a big ask. And these digital retailing tools aren't just going to make magic happen and drive people in droves to you know, fill up their shopping carts with automobiles. Mm-hmm. So what I hope to see is dealers do a better job of engaging with people through this shopping journey, right? Because when you're pulling that trigger on a big decision, it's nice to have somebody who's knowledgeable in what you're interested in to guide you through that experience. So I think we can do a really, you know, do a better job of engaging with folks throughout that process. Mm-hmm. So that they, when, if they are going to pull that trigger online, they know that they're making the right decision.
You know, I have a lot of respect for the auto industry. And in fact, I would argue that their spend in marketing versus revenues could be one of the top. The things I've seen them do really well, I think, is the cash for clunkers that was big in the U.S. I thought drove a lot of attention in terms of people that we might not know, Scott, are in that 60-day window. You know, you mentioned video, and I don't see a lot of sales reps, to be honest. I mean, I love your spaced concept there. Perfect. Doing their own videos rather than relying on the OEM video that may seem a little stilted and maybe not localized. Partnerships. You know, I got an oil change one time, and in my truck, in the passenger seat, was a bag of chips. Now, they must have known, hey, this guy's over 200 pounds. Maybe it's something smaller for little guys. But, and it referred me to the car dealer. And, you know, I just think that we got to be creative in this era right now. Things like reviews, all the basic things, Cheryl, that we're coaching our clients to do. I think the auto industry in many cases has perfected to identify before that 60-day phone call comes and goes, hey, I'm in the market, where they've already been educated, Scott, potentially by somebody else.
Yeah, you know what? A little gated content can go a long way too. That's not something that's done, you know, at a large scale across the auto industry as well. What information can you compile that really helps shrink down the research time, right? What information can you value pack a white paper or some sort of gated content where people can, you know, give your contact info to exchange of this info? And if it's going to save me time and help me make my decision a little easier, I'd gladly exchange that. So that's maybe an opportunity that we could consider as well.
Yeah. I like your concept, Rick, of when you said partnerships and the bag of chips in the back seat. My sister literally just bought a brand new car this week from a dealership, and she ended up negotiating 2 years of free auto detailing. So obviously that particular dealership had partnered up with a car detailing shop, and they worked out some kind of a partnership, and boom, that's what my sister made her decision based on, just that.
Well, you can just eat the chips right in the car. She doesn't really care if that happens.
Well, that's a lot of value. It's not cheap to get your car detailed. So
no.
For 2 years worth of detailing, you know, that's not a bad deal. Not a bad deal at all.
Yeah. And Scott, you have a new training platform that's coming out. We just wanted to mention before we wrap things up here.
Yes. Oh, thanks for asking. So yeah, we are taking that, you know, traditional in-store model. Of course, it's great. It's fantastic. But what's happening when we're not in store, right? And we may only be in store once a month. So we're getting ready to launch a new program that will put the training in the hands of our salespeople. They can access it anytime. We're utilizing some artificial intelligence and machine learning so that the learning path is completely unique to the individual, right? Let's close the knowledge gaps and increase competency and mastery based on where your needs are. Instead of a one, you know, brush stroke, you know, one size fits all, the platform's gonna really be able to provide that personalized learning for the individual.
Well, thank you for bringing up the role of the sales rep, Scott, because I can't tell you how many, I'll call them friendly arguments I've had with marketing people that, back to your point, I don't know how many people are going to push a $50,000 button. Look, I know Tesla and all the whole story. I'm just saying I think the role of the salesperson comes in at some point in that funnel. And the more we can do to build our personal brand, in addition to the company brand we work for, I think you got a winning formula. Hey, thanks so much, buddy, for joining us today. Your insights from the auto industry.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much, Scott. And you can, of course, follow Scott if you have any questions about the auto industry or anything that we talked about today. Scott is on LinkedIn with SW Consulting. And of course, if you have any questions, comments, concerns for Rick and I, you can email us, engage@intocommunications.com. We'll see you next week, everybody.